Well, we're in Groningen, the north of the Netherlands, and we're doing outreach, vegan outreach. Who's next to me? Who's standing here?
Joe, from England.
So, Joe, why are you vegan?
For the animals, really. I'm ashamed that it took me quite a while, but I very slowly realized what was happening, realized it was unnecessary, and put two and two together. And it was, you know, there was no other choice, really.
Yeah. So we're standing here in Groningen. That's the north of the Netherlands, one of the biggest cities. Can you tell me what you're doing?
We're doing a Cube of Truth vegan outreach, showing people the truth about what happens on farms and having friendly, honest conversations with them about what's happening and why it's happening and what they can do to stop being a part of it. You know, we don't accuse anybody of anything. We tell people, you know, none of us were born vegan here. We all came to this realization at some point. We all come from cultures where eating meat is normal. So we try to, in a very friendly way, explain to people what's happening and their role in it and what they can do to stop.
So what was your life about in the beginning? Because you weren't a vegan before, but where were you born and raised and what was it like?
I was born in the north of England in a sort of industrial town. It's very normal, I think. I had a very normal upbringing, sort of meat and two veg every day. You know, roast, Sunday roast, typical sort of English diet. I ate meat with every single meal, apart from maybe breakfast, but then I slugged cow's milk at breakfast. So, I consumed so much animal products. And then I went vegetarian for about 8 years. And I'm ashamed to say it was a very slow transition to veganism, but I think part of the reason for that is nobody was talking about veganism. It wasn't on the menu, you know, it wasn't on the news, it wasn't in the streets, nobody was talking about it. I kind of vaguely knew in the back of my mind that it existed, but only in a very vague way. Nobody was talking to me about it. I think in 2005, if somebody had told me about veganism and explained to me what's happening, I would have gone vegan then, but nobody was saying it. And I now feel this is why the time is now that vegans, we have to talk to people about it, because if we don't talk to people about it, nobody else will talk to people about it. McDonald's aren't going to talk to people about it. It's down to us to explain what's happening and why. And
yeah, it's an important issue on the agenda also, because the environment is all in a process that it needs to change. People need to change their consumption, their clothing. They need to really see that the difference is that you can help the animals and not suffer and make them suffer.
Yeah, it's all connected. Yeah, it is connected. And it's connected with so many other things, not just environment, but the way that we treat people around the world. And for me, I know a lot of people go vegan and then become aware of other injustices. But for me, it was a matter of in the early 2000s, I became aware of exploitation of workers around the world. How there's child slaves in Africa gathering chocolate. How there's migrant workers are exploited to pick vegetables. You know, the whole textile, the whole clothing industry is just rife with abuse. And I actually became aware of all that first. And veganism for me was an extension of that. So I stopped buying clothes that I didn't know the origins of.
So how can we break this simple system? How can we break this corrupt system?
I don't know. I have a lot of friends who are very anti-capitalist, and I think I agree with them in that there's a problem, which is that our system at the moment is pay the lowest price, ask no questions, and
keep consuming.
Exactly, keep consuming. But the truth is that if we pay the lowest price and ask no questions, somebody's been exploited for it. And the whole system relies on people not asking any questions. So for me, when I started asking those questions, where are my clothes from? Where is my chocolate bean made? I arrived at all those points first, long before I arrived at veganism, and it was just an extension of that.
We're talking about dierenvrij, that's in Dutch dierenvrij, but in English it's animal free.
Yeah, well, I came up with this, and I'm not Dutch, so I'm quite happy that dierenvrij means kind of freedom for animals and also free of animals. Yeah. So you could say it of food, but you can also say it, you know, it's like dierenvrijheid as well as vrij van dieren.
And so it's also promoting the challenge22.com, of course, and Dominion, and Dairy is Scary. What's the video about?
There's a Dutch equivalent now called De Duivel in Javel, which is just it's like a 5-minute video about the dairy industry. It's quite shocking. It's by an American woman called Erin. I'll say Erin Janus, but of course she's American, so it'll be Erin Janus. But on the cards that we've got, dierenvrij.nl is like the main thing that we're trying to drive people towards. the other videos are just suggestions. But the benefit of having the website is that it's in Dutch, it's in German, it's in English, like automatically.
It's going to grow internationally. Yeah. It's going to go big.
That's the idea. And we have a lot of Germans here, and we have a lot of students here who don't speak Dutch, so it's very important that...
And you become polyglot.
Yeah, I have there. Yeah, actually, yeah. And we've got a Spanish version that's almost ready because we've got a lot of Spanish students here as well. So it's very important that the information isn't just English as it was before. So Dievenfrei.nl automatically switches into the right language, and it gives them the right newspaper articles, trustworthy, science-based articles and things. It's not... We can add things at the last minute, like De Duivel en Zuivel, this new video which only came out like a week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
The Devil in Derry.
Yeah, we've added that to the website already. Or if a newspaper article comes up, we can add it to the website the same day. And so the website's very up to date, and we can add new articles.
It's amazing. It's wonderful working now. Yeah. And I hope you reach out for a lot of people here in Groningen, but keep on doing it and make it international.
Yeah, that's the idea. I've offered, I know there's people in Canada and people in Iceland using the same platform that I developed for the Dievenfrei.nl. So there is a Canadian version, which is love-animals.ca. And there's also an Icelandic version, which I'm not going to try and pronounce. And there's a German one, and there's...
But the system also on the laptop is quite cool. You can push a button and go to the next video.
Yeah, the video player. I'm also very... Yeah, I'm very proud of that, actually. Yeah, it means that by just tapping one button, we can change from one video to the next. So if the conversation turns... You know, people say to you, oh, well, what do you eat as a vegan? We can instantly switch to a video of food.
You even sport when you're still eating vegan? These kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got the trailer for the Game Changers on there with subtitles in Nederlands. So we can instantly switch that. You know, so we can actually—it's actually really, really versatile and really flexible that we can just switch to a different video.
We have to talk about this further and go on with this in the future, but I won't take much of your time because you have to stand here on the streets now to talk to the people and have a lot of good conversations.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, yeah. It's Thursday night. It's usually quite busy here. So
good luck.
Good night.
Thank you.